Om Shanti. Today is 6th January 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing from the Sakar Murli. May you be a responsible soul who reveals the great pilgrimage place by stabilizing in one thought. Today's blessing is, may you be a responsible soul who reveals the great pilgrimage place by stabilizing in one thought. The explanation: this Abu is a lighthouse for the world. In order to reveal this great pilgrimage place, every Brahmin soul has to have the one thought that all souls find their true destination here and that everyone is benefited. When the lamp of this pure hope is ignited in each one and there is everyone's cooperation, there will then be success in the task. Let the sound emerge in everyone's mind, this is my responsibility. When each one considers the self to be responsible in this way, the rays of revelation will then spread everywhere from Abba's father's home. So today's blessing is, may you be a responsible soul who reveals the great pilgrimage place, this Mahatirth, by stabilizing in one thought. So this Abu is a lighthouse for the world. This Abu is the Abba's home. So Baba says, all of you get stabilized in this one thought that all the souls of the world should reach their final destination here, in this Abu. So Baba is glorifying, Baba is telling the importance of this place, Abu. And in this Abu, Madhuban. To the extent that we understand the importance of Madhuban, we can make others understand the importance of Madhuban. To the extent that we get some divine experiences here, others would get the divine experiences to the same extent. So it is, this hope should remain ignited, this lamp of this hope should remain ignited within your heart, that this Abu is the lighthouse for the world, this Abu is the Abba's father's home. All souls have to come here. This is the final destination of all the souls. This is what Murli's blessing is about. And this is my responsibility. First of all, we will discuss something about Madhuban. Baba has given numerous myriads of names to this Madhuban. Even by taking those names, we can get stabilized in the importance of this Abu. Mount Abu, once upon a time, they used to call, this is even mentioned in Puranas, in the ancient Indian scriptures, it was known by the name Arbudachal, Arbudaranya, many names are there. Lot of sages, rishis, tapasvis, they all have come here and they have done lot of penance, tapasya, in this land of Madhuban. So, in that way also a lot of stories are there associated with Madhuban, Mount Abu. So Baba is saying, this is the lighthouse for the world. This is the might house for the world. This is the transformation land, Parivartan Bhumi. This is the Karmatit land. This is the land of Karma Bhumi. This is the Karma Bhumi. This is the land of Karma, of Brahma. This is the land where Brahma attained the highest stage, Karmatit Bhumi. This is the land of entertainment, Manoranjan Bhumi. This is the sweet land, Madhur Bhumi. This is the unlimited laundry. All clothes come here for washing from all corners of the world. This is the unlimited club. This is the unlimited airport. This is the unlimited Goshala. This is the unlimited Haridwar. This is the gate of the Lord. If you come here, then only you can enter into the world of, into the kingdom of heaven. This Madhuban is the Tapobhumi. This Madhuban is the penance land. This Madhuban is the Tapasya Bhumi. This Madhuban is the land of descent of God. This land is the land of magic. This Madhuban is the Sheesh Mahal. Baba had said in one of the Murlis that one day will come when this Madhuban will become a palace of glass. This Madhuban would become Indraprastha. Even if this is direct Baba's Mahavakya, Baba has said in one of the Murlis, even if somebody says that I will cut my head, please allow me to enter inside, but he will not be allowed. Only the purest of the pure soul can enter in this Madhuban. This Madhuban is the heaven on earth, paradise on earth. This Madhuban is Vishal Bhavan. It's a great building. This Madhuban is Sukdham. We have all the buildings' names. That is Madhuban. This Madhuban is Shantivan. This Madhuban is Gyan Sarovar. This Madhuban is Global Hospital. This Madhuban is Dilwara. This Madhuban is Achalgarh. Unshakable place. This is Gomukh. This is Gyan Vigyan Bhavan. This Madhuban is the greatest storehouse. This is the mine of happiness. This is the mine of bliss. This is the mine of greatest knowledge. So, one day, you can do your entire yoga based only on Madhuban. Only Madhuban. What is Madhuban? What is the importance of Madhuban? What are all the different names of Madhuban? This is the greatest pilgrimage place, Mahatirth, on this earth. If you want to become strong, if you want to become powerful, come to Shantistambh. If you have lot of wave thoughts, where you should go? Come to History Hall. If you want to become like the father, come to Baba's room. If you get disheartened, if you get depressed, come to Baba's hut to have heart-to-heart communication with him, to heart-to-heart conversation with him. Four great places, Chardham, they are known as. You can base your commentary just on this, that I am near Shantistambh. Whether you are staying in Madhuban or you are not staying in Madhuban, still this commentary can be done. Whilst you are in your room, not in the heart of Madhuban, but in your room, sitting in your room, you imagine that you are in front of Shantistambh. And Baba is standing there and he is filling us and or me with power. If you want to become powerful, come to Shantistambh. That is the land of power. That is the place of power. Baba had said in one of the Murlis of 69, when Brahma Baba's bones were buried there, these asthiya means these remains, these bones, they would help you to make your sthiti powerful. Asthiya and sthiti, rhyming. These asthiya, these bones, the remains of Brahma would ultimately make your sthiti powerful. So come to this land, come to this place of Shantistambh and you will become powerful. Second is, come to History Hall and you will get rid of waste thought. Why? Why? Why Baba said that? It is written many places. This has come in Baba's Murli. Why? While you go to History Hall, why you get rid of waste thoughts? Because the moment you try to remember the history of the Yajna, how this Yajna got started, what all oppositions occurred. Just look at the life of Brahma, what he was, an ordinary man, a devotee, worshipping many gurus and doing all the paraphernalias of bhakti and doing everything, and suddenly the entry of God into his body and everything changes, a sea change, a dramatic change occurred. Suddenly he developed deep vairag, suddenly he became tapasvi, suddenly his entire outlook, his entire personality underwent a drastic sea change. And then you try to remember all those dadis who were so small and they came, and those oppositions, from all four quarters, and how through all those oppositions Baba remained unflappable, how everything was going against the grain with Baba, but still he maintained his unflinching stage, what all opposition occurred, and then they shifted to Karachi, and then they stayed there for a long time, and what sort of tapasya they did, and what were their dharana, how they were cut off from the world, nothing to do with what is happening, all the upheavals, Second World War, partition of India, they had nothing to do with all of this, they were just drowned and sunk into that ocean of tapasya. And how Baba gave sustenance to all those souls there, how they got shifted from there to India. And then what happened here, the so much cold in Abu, how they survived this biting cold, all of them. Before 76, it was too much cold. After the nuclear, this thing here in Rajasthan by Indira Gandhi, little heat increased. But before that, it was too much cold here. So how they survived here, all this natural circumstances, how Brahma, Baba and all the children, how the beggary part came, how the physical karma bhog came, how the service start expanding, how the opposition came, even in service, how people opposed to this service, all the newer souls, how they came, what was their faith, their nishchay. So once you look at all those pictures there, you know, pictures, they have a very deep impact on our brain. Just sit in front of any old picture of Yajna, any photo of Karachi or Sindh, Hyderabad, and just, this is also picture yoga. Sit in front and think what is there in that picture. Look at what sort of facilities they had. Nothing they had. But still, there was no sadhan. But so much sadhana was going on still. So once you start cogitating, thinking on all of those pictures, just move from there, from one picture to another, but slowly. And then thinking about history of the yajna. Thinking of the history of the yajna itself is yoga. And then you get rid of what? All the waste thoughts. Because then you realize how much they sacrificed. If you are not trusting anybody, you look at Baba and you remember something about him. One point, that he never had mistrust on anyone. Just now you said something very much arrogant, or you said something, or somebody said to you, you go there and see what he did in that particular situation. To follow means what is this only? To look at his life, God is telling, copy him. God is telling him to emulate him. God is telling that you have to mimic this person. Probably he did something which was extraordinary. Probably he did something which was defying the human psychology which was existing till now. So the moment you go to history hall, you are filled with all the memories of yajna. And for that, one more thing, you have to keep on reading history of the yajna all the time. Whenever you have time, keep on listening to experiences of all the dadis. This is the best pastime, best form of education, a direct experience. Because they had seen with these eyes, because they had heard with these eyes, because they had touched with these hands. That's why they know. When you go to Baba's room, sitting there, you get the inspiration to become like him. Recent Murli, Baba was asked the question, how to follow father. Baba said four things. Attention. Second, practice. Intoxication. And force. Josh. These are the four things you have to do. If you want to, last question of the Murli. When Nirvay Bhai and Brijmohan Bhai asked Baba, how to become like the father? Baba said these four things. Practice. Attention. Intoxication. And fourth? Force. That Josh. How much passionate we are in becoming like the Father? Has it taken the form of passion? Has it become an obsession, a junoon? Perhaps not. Perchance our memory, our intellect is running here and there. When this one thought alone captures the mind, that I have to become like this, so automatically you get rid of all the extraneous things that divert your attention. Here, now, even in this yakya, there are so many things that divert you from your... If you get depressed, you come to Baba's hut. Why? To chit-chat. Because he is friend. He is friend of friends. Recent Murli was on friendship. This is imperishable friendship. Talk with him as if he is your fast friend. Share with him everything. Tell him all those things which you cannot tell anyone. Confide in him those secrets which you cannot tell any person on this planet. So he is a friend. So these are the four pilgrimage places in Madhuban. So Madhuban is the lighthouse of the world. How much I am giving importance to Madhuban. When I am in Madhuban, what I am doing, people come here and they get engaged in food. They get engaged in roaming around, sightseeing. People come here and they get engaged in chit-chatting, gossiping, meeting. Have you come here for that? This is the land of tapasya, penance. This is the land of introversion. This is the land to go in silence. This is the land to go within. Introvert. Start internal journey. Disconnect to reconnect. That connection is always there, but for that reconnecting, you have to disconnect from everything which is around you. Whenever I think what Dadis did in those 14 years in that place, they were cut off from all the social media. Cut off from... Can we do that for one day? One day, is it possible to stay offline? Is it easy to stay offline one day? It's such a difficult task. If you are posted to some place, some village area where there is no internet, it's such a difficult. People would immediately want to change. And there is, everything is there. A big house is there, food is there, everything is there. But only one problem, no network. Will any person from Metro City would like to go to that village? Probably not. This is also a sort of addiction, you know. We are addicted to this connecting to the world. We want to remain connected to everyone. But here, the path of spirituality is the path of silence, lonely, of solitude. To go within, self-introspection, self-analysis, self-accounting, self-checking. All this require lot and lot of silence, lot of solitude. And this is that place. So Baba is saying in this today's blessing that Madhuban is lighthouse. But have you experienced it as a lighthouse? Have you become light after coming here? Or after coming here also you are so heavy, your mind, your intellect, thinking of all the worldly things still. Baba is saying Abu is Abba's home. This is your father's home. Have you given all the responsibility to your father? Baba is also telling in this Vardhan, in this blessing, that you take this your responsibility, that you have to bring everybody here. This is final destination. How much importance I have, how much weight I am giving to this place. And this is such a pure place, such a sacrosanct place, such an immaculate purity it has got. What sort of thoughts I am having? Am I polluting the atmosphere of Madhuban by my waste thought, by my negative thought, by those stresses of impurities which are within me? Everybody is sitting in yoga and I am also sitting there. Am I having waste thought there? If I am having, I am definitely spoiling, defiling the atmosphere. Baba is saying, you have the responsibility. Am I fulfilling my responsibility? Preet ki reet. So, Madhuban Yoga, Madhuban Yoga means? Remember all the names you know of Madhuban. Lighthouse, Might House, everything. And get situated. I am there. I am in this land. Purest of the pure land. The holiest place on the earth. This is the real Jerusalem. This is the real Kashi. This is the real Kailash. Real Kaaba. Real Sarnath. Mansarovar, Dwarka, Mathura, Haridwar. Everything is this. I am here. The greatest place of penance on this earth. So let me get drowned within myself. Let me go within myself. Let me reunite my own self. So this is today's Vardhan. I'll read once again. This Abu is a lighthouse for the world. In order to reveal the great pilgrimage place, every soul has to have one thought that all souls find their true destination here and that everyone is benefited. When the lamp of this pure hope is ignited in each one and there is everyone's cooperation, there will then be success in the task. Let the sound emerge in each one's mind. This is my responsibility. When each one considers the self to be responsible in this way, the rays of revelation will then spread everywhere from this Abba.